Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday, October 19th. It's Hope Day 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, and what the hail?
Hail, everybody.
Morning.
Hail.
Today's
Hello.
Loser.
I almost had it with that last one.
Almost, but nope.
Nope.
Gym is short for gymnasium.
Hey, if it was a name, I would have gotten it right.
That's true, yeah.
Well, if I
Dang
said,
it.
You know, what's a... What is that a common nickname for?
Yeah, I mean, you said word, not name, but it's fine. I just...
Hey, it was fun.
Yeah, it was
and
fun.
We all lasted. Got a good laugh right. out of it, which is all that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how was your week, dear? You back in the swing of things after your vacation?
Yeah. I've been back from vacation.
Well,
couple weeks, at
I don't
least,
know your
right?
schedule.
You
know.
Yeah. What, you don't stalk me and write it down in your journal every night?
You know, we're having... He's too old for you, but my friend Village is...
Don't say that.
Well, she has parameters.
The parameters are all built to
age.
Be broken down.
No.
That's what parameters are for.
No. Come on.
Dude, Sarah's
you have
too
a certain
old for...
age gap, because then I don't need you all old man while I'm still spry, okay? There's
So
there's
what's the cutoff again?
Spry.
Are you 38? Well, How old are you?
Well, dude, like you want to go out and they're all, oh, not today, honey. And you're like, oh my God. It was fine 10 years ago.
My
but now
knee
you're
is clicking.
Piece.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't
I
walk.
Think the rain is coming.
I'll go out if you push my wheelchair.
Yeah.
I think all right.
Walker.
I think it's fair to say you're allowed to set that parameter.
Sure.
So what's the parameter? 40s, the oldest guy you'll date?
No. I think I put 45. But that's, listen, if you're 47, but I also think 47, like, dude, that's like a decade. Like, my parents are 10 years apart, and I watched that, and that's a lot. Like, now they're divorced, but my mom being, what, about 66? 76? Like, my mom's about to retire, 76? Like, that's a lot. That's a big gap once you get up there, and that's why, maybe because I watched that younger, like that's a big
what if
deal.
You fell in love with someone much older than you?
Well, she's not going to let that happen.
I don't even
it's a
think
mistake
I'd
she doesn't
it.
Want part of. And that's you. What did your mom say? It's just as easy to fall in love with someone who's rich,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's actually a very good point. Not necessarily prioritizing money, but you sure don't want to fall in love with some guy who's like, I don't work. Why would I do that?
Right,
that's for suckers.
Like, I'm beating the system over here. Have you seen my tricked out cardboard box? Come on, man.
Wait a minute.
Come to my house.
So we're going to get together and I'm going to be the sucker in the relationship that goes to work and you're going to be on the couch?
Yeah,
well,
that's
yeah.
right.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it right. Yep.
Yes, but I got the magic D, so...
Oh,
get
yeah, they always,
not
those
suck
ones
itself.
Always think they have the magic
yeah,
D.
Yeah, they do. I know.
Silly gooses.
These guys with their magic Ds. Anyway... Well, looks like Village. Well, I didn't tell Village, but I want you to meet him.
He's a nice guy, so you'll make a new friend. He's a great guy.
Is his name really Village?
It's Steve Villa.
Steve.
Oh, okay.
It's a nickname.
Village is what we've always called him.
I was hoping so, but okay.
You can call him Village. You can also call him Steve.
How did your week go of online progress?
Oh, yeah.
Any online
tell
progress?
Us all about
oh, that's funny. So, no, it was going terribly. And then last night I got a match. And, you know, with the time thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had, like, another guy drop out with the time. I'm like, God, it's such games. Like, I messaged another guy. He responded funny. And I think what they're doing by their, like, crap responses is, you know, they have to respond so it can hold open conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, the mm-hmm. message won't go away. So I think they're almost doing it to, like, bank me for later. Like, hey, I got some girls right now.
You're a placeholder.
But we met. Yeah. So if they ever message me again, like, kick rocks. We're on the Secret Show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go fuck yourself is what I want to say. Not kick rocks.
Hey, did you end up paying for the paid version?
No, I didn't. I went back and looked. I had the price wrong. It's $50 a month. I'm sorry. Get a life, dude. We're in a bad economy. No, we're in a bad economy. I'm not.
You might be sorting out the losers.
Half tank of gas.
If you pay the $50 a month, you're getting people who seriously want to find someone to hang. They're willing to pay $50 a month.
Or a guy who just wants access to more pussy. Hello.
That doesn't mean they're paying $50 a month. That just means I can set more parameters and clear through the. I'd rather just. I got plenty of time to swipe.
But so you got someone last night. Like, what happened? So
I haven't opened his response. Here's why. So it's weird. I'm up late, right? And with the 24 hours thing, it's like, okay, I might be swiping on Bumble at, you know, what at this
point
in
time, morning.
I think it was like 8. Yeah, it was 8, which isn't late. But my point is when you message them, I have 24 hours. So I have till today till 8. Well, I don't want to message them in the middle of the day. Are they working? That's weird, right? And then it's this weird thing with the time. So anyways, I try and message almost, not immediately. You look thirsty because they know we matched. But I think I waited an hour. So I wasn't like, you know, stage 5 clinger like, hey, we matched. Isn't it cute? So I was just like, hey. I think I waited till like 9.
What are the stages of clinger?
Would someone fuck her? She's awesome. What is it?
No, that's right.
I really don't get it.
Yeah, it's wedding crashers. Yeah.
Whatever, you still were able to quote it, weren't you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So I was just like, hey, it may be a bit late. I think it was almost 9:30. You might be asleep. Just wanted to send a message because we matched saying hello, like, you know, hope you're having a good night, something like that. And then he messaged back at like 10:45.
Oh.
And I'm like, or maybe it was later. I remember I was trying to go to bed ish and I'm like, okay, I don't want to open it, start a conversation. I'm kind of tired. Like, I was trying to be like, you know, so I'm going to open it today, but I don't.
Well,
I
open
it right
now,
I guess.
Yeah,
now.
Open it now.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Damn it.
So this is what he wrote back to you an hour after you messaged him.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm not even sold. Ugh, I can't even say where he lives. There's so many things. Like, this guy could either be great or, like, such a douche.
That's always the case.
I mean, everybody's got potential to go a bunch of different directions.
Oh, yep. See?
What did he say?
This is what I'm talking about. I don't even have to open it. I can see right here. I'm up, smiley face, but going to bed. Maybe there's more, but.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, read it.
Okay. Jesus. Nope, there's nothing else. Now I've opened it.
Well, he was hoping for a response, I'm sure.
I said, hi,
I'm
Jason.
Up. I have a fucking boner.
I had a typo.
No, she
I
said
a typo.
You're
I said a butt late instead of a bit late. It's a good way to start it out, you idiot. A bit late. You may be asleep, but thought I'd send a message your way saying hello. That's what I said. And
perfect.
He said, I'm up, smiley face, but going to bed.
Perfect. You guys are on your
way. Yeah, I think that's okay.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with what's
totally
happened
fine.
So far.
I don't know
far.
What to say to
it's
that.
It's the start of a conversation.
Just
anyways.
Now say, are you awake yet?
Do you want to see pictures? Should I show you pictures?
Yeah.
Let's see this guy.
Okay.
All
right, let's see.
This
oh, he's
one.
Cute.
He's great
totally
looking.
Cute.
Yep.
Yeah, looks good.
Wait, what's his age? 45. Oh, my God. He just made the cut.
He barely made the cut.
He's great looking.
He's cute.
Right?
I like him.
You know who he looks like? He looks like Jimmy G without hair.
Yeah, he does. Oh, my God, he does.
Oh,
he
my
exactly
God,
like,
he does.
He looks like Jimmy G. Exactly.
He just got
like,
hotter.
Yeah, he looks exactly like Jimmy G with a shaved head.
Well, and 2 decades older.
Well, whatever.
Doesn't play NFL. It's
well, you don't know what he does. What does he say he does?
I do. His I don't know if this is
just saying.
It's all right.
I don't know if it's dorky. It means
a
you're
stripper?
A business owner. No. Ew. Come on.
Well, I don't know. Why are you making faces then?
He's owner at a dog grooming salon.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's great.
He loves animals.
That's good business. That's a great business.
You can't.
All right, I didn't know.
What's wrong with that?
Here's his cat. Isn't that he has the hairless cat?
Oh, but he's a dog groomer. Oh, well, okay.
Well, there's a dog in there.
There's a dog. Oh,
he's a dog. His
life. He loves pets.
I can't see the damn dog.
No, I see it's got a black eye.
That's because she's got the blurred out.
Oh, there it is. I thought it was just like a little tiny dog.
But no, it's just
his head, like in the.
Yeah, all right. So
I like him for you. I think he's great.
Yeah, that might be
See,
a good
here's
one.
The problem, though. I don't know what to respond to that. Like, this is why it gets.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey. How about like, hey, how are you?
Hey, are you up yet?
I'm going to put maybe we're both awake now, LOL.
Yeah, that's
Is
adorable.
That funny?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe we're both awake now. I hate this.
You don't have to overthink it. If the guy has some kind of shutdown over brief exchanges in the very beginning, then bye.
I put maybe we're both awake now, LOL. Good morning.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Boom. Done.
I'm getting off the app. I'm getting off. Ugh. You're bad influences.
No.
I'm getting crazy on Bumble.
How are you guys bad influences? Your fucking hang-ups.
I'm just kidding.
I thought that guy was really good looking.
Yeah, no, I did too.
I like him for you.
I've seen some guys, like, listen, if you're balding, which clearly that guy, you got it. Like, look how hot he looks with a completely bicked head.
Yeah, shave it.
Like, I've seen guys on here, they're holding on to it. They've got the, I'm like, you guys, just let it go. I don't know, I've never had a problem.
One of my favorite statements is, I'm not bald, I have hair on the sides. That's not.
They're rocking the cul-de-sac, which is even worse than the comb-over.
Like, what?
It's even worse.
Don't. Yeah.
The cul-de-sac, that's adorable.
But people do what they want to do.
Okay, Friar Tuck.
You know? I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm seeing like the monk suit. Okay, anyways. Yeah.
For me, I shaved my head my whole life. I've always had a shave. Like, I've also had long hair, but I'm saying, like, to me, it's not even a thing. I just went, yeah. My two long-term relationships
both had they had hair, but it was like buzzed. Like, yeah. They basically had a shaved head. I always did that as a kid. Yeah.
Summer would come and I'd be like, get it out of here.
Get the mane off of here.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys, not now. We live in a different time, but doing their hair, like, they don't want to, like, do products and comb overs and, like, it's a lot. But now, I guess, I like that guy for you. Time. Well, I guess we'll find out, guys.
All right. I got one here that Bryn wrote. Good one for V-hole.
Oh.
Oh.
V-hole.
Is that what they called me?
Somebody wrote us about us, and
I think they called Alex you something V-hole. Else.
Can you read it?
Or is that A-hole?
No, it's A-lock.
A-lock.
Oh, I can't see V-hole. That. Okay.
And it's underneath Bryn.
Oh, I see.
So we've been calling you V-hole for a couple days.
Oh.
Thought it was pretty
letter lame. Was the letter mean? I'm glad
No, it's
I know
a thank you
now.
Note. Or
oh,
something.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good guy.
Great.
Hi, all. Insert cheesy intro.
I know,
all.
Right?
The 80s intro, which I'm not sure what that means. Okay. So I, like V-hole, have been abstinent without wanting to be. I mean, I did the math a month ago, and it was 2 years, 6 months in counting, so I said, screw it, and added myself to Tinder, because everyone said it's just for hookups, and at this point, that was A-okay with me. I'm still on Bumble, trying to be serious. Hopefully the guys don't collide, but if they do, oh well. That's why I tell myself I'm going to die alone. Stop telling yourself that. I was at dinner.
I say it every day. It's okay.
I was at dinner with a girlfriend now 4 weeks ago, as this happened on 9/23, when a good-looking guy messages me, and he was not shy. He basically said, let's fuck. Oh, someone is out there singing. Hold on.
There are kids out there.
Let's fuck! Happy in the morning.
Yeah. I was at dinner with a girlfriend now 4 weeks ago, as this happened on 9/23, when a good-looking guy messages me. He was not shy. He basically, let's fuck. I, after having dinner and cocktails, it's written very, very speedy with her writing.
It's like after she drank or something, wrote this.
After having dinner and cocktails with the girlfriend, said, yes, cock would be fun, lol. Guy was exactly what I like, which I guess is what Izzy liked.
Yuzi.
Yeah.
Must be.
Older
That's
types.
What I was guessing.
Yuzi. Usually.
I think, right? Cock. Big
oh, big giant cocks. Okay, well,
correct me
like
if
that.
I'm wrong, but beer can. The next week, same thing. A really good-looking dude openly sent me a message and said, it's been a long time. Can we fuck? And I just on a whim said, yes, please. He wasn't as good as beer can, but I still had a good time. I also noticed I've been in such a happier mood. I'm glad I just lets inhibitions take over and I left myself have some fun.
Yeah.
V-Hale, yeah. I hope you do the same soon. Have you tried Tinder? Just to get... Fuck?
No, I did Tinder a long time. It really is for that. And I've told you guys this, though. Like, I can go to a bar and find someone and randomly... I'm trying to...
Not
that is
that.
My problem in the past. I do that. It's great because I know I won't connect and I keep going with my toxic... Like, I'm trying a different way. I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, my pussy is holier than thou because it has not been touched in 2.5 years. I am trying to do this the right way. It's not fun. I'm an extremely sexual person. That's why I take care of myself in the meantime.
Vinny's hand is up.
One of Gwyneth Paltrow's recommended goop vibrators. Yes, Vinny.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
Do you wear a thong bikini when you go to the beach?
No.
Okay. And will you tell said paramour, said person, said Jimmy G lookalike, will you tell him I haven't been laid in 2.5 years? Or is that like... That's for us.
Oh,
we've talked
care.
About it. But you're not going to say that like...
Well, don't say it in the messages.
No. I mean, maybe once we're like talking about it and I'll like laugh and bring it up. I mean, I don't think it's anything I'd initiate, but if I don't... I have no shame.
No, I don't think it's something that you'd be ashamed of. I actually think it would be something that a person would go, okay, she's lying now. She doesn't. You don't have to lie to me about it. It's fine. You got fucked yesterday. I don't care. Like, I don't know how that comes off. I don't know.
2.5 years sounds like a lie.
He responded.
Oh my God. What did he respond? What did he say?
I don't know. I'm scared to open it.
Open it. Don't wipey.
hard.
Dude, this guy has no idea. This is like being broadcast right now. This is great.
All right, let's
I love this guy for you.
I love him too.
He said good morning, smiley face.
Oh,
perfect.
Easy.
What more could you want?
Yeah,
say,
no,
say,
I like
what
this.
You up to today?
Yeah.
What's doing?
Okay.
And because you're in a convo.
You're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm in a, just like, it's my first legit convo.
Just be friendly.
Just hey, just write this. Do you groom cats too?
Don't write that.
Don't write that. I like, yeah, what you up to today? Like, what's happened today?
I know you're good with dogs, but what about
Le pussy.
Oh, please write that, no, please.
Don't write it. Make those jokes later once you've gotten to know
them. This is why I couldn't do this, because I would do that all funny, and they'd be like, oh, God, this whore. I'm like, I'm funny. Just laugh, God.
Keep it casual.
Oh, my God.
I'm putting, what are you up to? Working, I'm assuming? Is that?
No, don't no, say, well, no. Just say, hey, what you doing today?
Yeah,
what you doing today? What you up to today?
Okay, uh-huh, all right, yeah. All right.
Don't assume shit.
Don't assume anything.
Okay, all right.
This is very exciting. I can't wait.
So I'm not going to say the city he lives in.
Okay.
And I hate
how far away is he from you?
15, 20 minutes.
Oh, God, that's perfect.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. And it is the reason I hate it, without saying the city, my friend laughed too, because we both can't stand the city. We hated going there, like, in our 20s.
Why?
Drinking. It's filled with pretentious people. It's money.
Oh.
And it's not just old money, but it's young money. Like, oh my God. Like, in college, people are like, do you want to go back to our like house on the beach? And I'm like, oh my God, they live in mommy and daddy's like house.
Let's fucking
on the beach.
Go.
Is it Marina Del Rey?
But they're bad. No. But they're bad. Like, I'd rather be Marina Del Rey. No, it's
I love
it's
just, Marina
I'm
Del Rey.
I'm not saying he's douchey. I'm just saying.
You know some douches from the area.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from the area.
Maybe just where he's renting. What's the big deal? Look, don't just stop it.
I know you sound.
No,
like
my you're
best
all
friend.
Wound
She's
up.
Like, you find excuses to get.
Okay, did he write back?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Did he write back yet?
No.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric.
It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
How many times have you refreshed it?
You know what? No, I haven't. Because I don't want it to show I'm on there. Because it says if you're active or not. And then it looks like I'm all sitting there waiting for a shit.
You are, but you're not.
But I are.
I'm actually shocked you responded that quickly.
Phone. You should actually try to engage. Like, why do we have to pretend we're not this or we're not that? Like, I'm looking for someone to...
Well, and that's the problem. And I think that's the problem with messaging, too. It's like, it's hard to interpret. You're not hearing... tone, you're not hearing what's behind it, and then it's like, oh my god, like me when I said, oh, we matched, and I wait a little bit, but it's because they get a notification, right? That means if it matches right away, it means they've already swiped on me. So they're like, oh, you have a match, and all of a sudden I'm all, hey, like right after it says they have a match, like I'm trying to be a little, you know, like wait a little bit, but then it's games. It's all games and numbers, like these other guys who are keeping me in queue over here.
Well, this guy's not doing that, though. That's the beauty of this guy.
I know. And he's at the cap-out age. I'm so excited.
I am, too.
Me too. I like it. There's some guys on here, and listen, this isn't being rude, and they'll even be decent-looking, but they look far older than they say their age is, whether they're lying or not. But I'm like, dude, literally, even because there's this guy for 45, I think he looks good. But there's some guys on here I've seen at like 42, and I'm like, dude, I'd be sitting there looking like a sugar baby. Like, that's how old they look, and that grosses me out a little bit. Like, that's gross. Anyways, you don't want to sit across from an old guy.
I don't know.
Am I wrong?
Is he funny?
I don't know.
Is he good looking?
Still work? I just feel like, you know, old guys are fine.
Better. No. Like I said, then they're going to be in diapers, and you're like, oh,
maybe you're going to be in diapers.
Yeah, maybe you won't live that long.
Such an
ages.
Oh, no. Yes.
My God, man.
No.
Find a connection with someone. Did you write back yet?
No. Work email. God.
Oh, he's working? Or do you know?
Well, anyway, this person is saying, they said, call me Thelma. They say Tinder will get you laid.
Yeah, yeah. No. Trust, I'm trying to avoid that. It sucks. Because I don't, and then once I'm weird like that. Like, if we sleep too soon, I'm like, yeah, it's good. There's no connecting.
Just go with the flow. Just let it happen. Just look,
no, I'm saying only this guy, I am.
I know,
Tinder,
I'm saying.
That's why
just,
I'm not sleeping.
Just relax and don't overthink every message. Just reply like he's a friend of yours. And
I know.
Yeah. Ugh.
But try to be funny, because like you said, it's misinterpreted a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
Just keep
I'll
it straight,
say that for
you know?
A person. He's so lucky. I'm just kidding, dude. I hope he has a good personality.
Be yourself when you're there, too. You're adorable.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem. That's why guys run, is I am myself.
No.
Nobody's running. Please. You practically seduced my married friend, for God's sake.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
I was just
like, oh my god, what is happening?
I'm gonna go somewhere with this lady, you guys. I'll see you later.
She wants to do butt stuff to me.
And then there's me, I'm all, oh my god, who wants another glass of wine? Like, normal conversation. Happy Saturday. Stop it.
All right. Well
this has been super fun.
Always fun with V-Hail. I love a little V-Hail. What the hell?
Guys, month and a half. Reunited. And it feels so good.
Oh my god, we're getting so excited for Alice in Winterland.
I know.
Hanging out with you.
What are you guys wearing?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
I have to find a fun outfit.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sarah's gonna wear a see-through shirt. And
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
She said 90%. 90% chance she's going to wear a see-through
90%
shirt.
Chance.
Nips out. I like
wear
that.
Wear the bathing suit I wore in Hawaii that was see-through.
Yeah.
Much to my chagrin.
She's with my daughter.
I'm totally going to wear that.
She's with my four-year-old daughter walking around with her fucking nipples out. Like,
what? What, you guys? What? Why are you guys? What are you? I don't understand. What?
And then there's Bryn taking pictures. He's like, these are family shots. I'm not gonna show these to anyone. I'm like, will you put the camera away?
It's Hawaii. Oh, I'm there taking pictures of my fucking toddler.
I'm so glad I'm in your weird folder of things that
it's my toddler.
It's my, oh my
you're
god.
There for a family vacation. You take pictures.
Oh my god. Yeah, take a picture. Give me a heads up and I'll put my boob on underwater.
You were with my daughter. I didn't even notice until I...
You noticed.
Maybe if he posts them, he can just put the little star emojis over.
Like Britney Spears?
Boop. Yeah.
All right, we got to go.
Oh, Jason responded. Okay. All right, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Did you just say his name?
Are we out of... Oh, I did
so
say
So what?
His
Who
name.
Cares? Doesn't matter.
All the... All right. I have...
Hurry, we're almost out of time.
50 friends named Jason. That's a great name.
Just getting ready for the day, run errands, go by work. You? Oh, I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, you gotta go.
I gotta go.
You should just say,
be cool.
I'm just wrapping up work now.
But she's about to start.
I'm about to jump on air, so.
Yeah.
Oh, say that.
I'm kind of a big deal.
No, I'm not. I'm saving the radio part yet. I'm live on air, Jason, okay? Just give me a second. God.
Tune into Alice, and I'll send you a special message.
97.3.
Oh, my God.
We're
witnessing a love connection.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. All right. I can't.
Magic words, Vin.
Oh, the end.